Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin. Today on the show, not much new in the Lakers universe, although in the Star Wars universe. I'm going to hurry up and get this done so I can run over there and watch that. Oh, by the way, the finals matchup is set. I guess I'll have to offer up some thoughts on that. So reports are coming out that Terry Stotts, who is currently interviewing or has had his second interview with the Lakers for their head coaching position, he does not want to take a lead assistant job. Look, we just talked on the last episode about his attempts at applying some pressure to teams to hire him. And then now this is yet another, I think, attempt at doing the same exact thing. If he doesn't get hired as a head coach somewhere, what's he not going to, he's not going to be an assistant coach. Like, he's not going to coach this next year. So sorry, Terry, you might not want to do that. Look, there are a whole bunch of people who are going to be doing things that they do not want to do. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to do those things that you do not want to do. So Stotts, I don't really believe his attempt at leverage here. Much like I don't think teams really believe the Lakers' attempts at gaining leverage when they say they are adamantly against trading a first rounder to get rid of Russ when the Lakers say that they're willing to bring him back. I don't think teams are buying that, and I'm not buying this. Another kind of weird report here. This comes from Sean Devaney of Heavy.com, and he had this to say about what the Lakers are going to be looking for from their head coach. So one, quote, "I think those guys want a young coach they can mold a little bit," one Western Conference executive told Heavy.com. "I do not think Darvin is a pushover by any means. I just think that they want a guy that they can point in the direction they want to go, more traditional basketball, using Russell Westbrook in a certain way," end quote. He continues on here in a bit, at when it comes to the topic of Doc Rivers. And this is what another executive had to say about that situation. Quote, "If LeBron could pick," the executive said, "it's pretty certain he'd pick Doc," end quote. So we've had conflicting reports on this. According to Eric Pincus, his sourcing is telling him that LeBron would prefer Darvin Ham. Obviously, this here, this report here from Sean Devaney is saying that LeBron would prefer a more established head coach like Doc Rivers. Conflicting reports there happens all the time. I don't really have much to say on the matter there. What we haven't had conflicting reports on, though, is the faction of Phil Jackson, Kurt Rambis, and people with that type of thinking that the Lakers can try to make it work with Russell Westbrook this next year. This is a consistent line of reporting. This is a consistent news cycle. And again, if it's an attempt at trying to gain leverage, good luck, guys. I don't really think it's going to work out for you like that. But I actually do think there are people within the Lakers organization who think that they can make this work with Russell Westbrook. And Phil loves big point guards. Phil coached at a time when shooting from your point guard wasn't as important, though the Lakers had quite a bit of success with a point guard who could shoot in Derek Fisher. This is Russell Westbrook is a Hall of Famer who, if you are just paying attention to that aspect of it, resume counting, you could talk yourself into, hey, yeah, this is a player who you could continue to build around. I completely buy that Phil would prefer to try things out with Russell Westbrook and try to mold a coach into thinking that he can make it work with Russell Westbrook. I just don't think it's possible. I've gone over the reasons before. I'll go over them again here in a little bit because I'm going to be recording by the time you guys are listening to this. I will be recording with Aaron this week's episode of The Hook. But yeah, I buy that this is something that Phil would want. I don't buy that it's something that can work. I guess I have to offer up some thoughts here on the finals matchup, so they go as follows. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin. Again, I'm going to be talking to Aaron here in a second. We'll probably touch on that this damn finals matchup between the Warriors and the Celtics. We will give our thoughts on how that series is going to go. We will give our thoughts on the various parties that I just talked about and their attempts at gaining leverage in their various situations. And until all of that, until I talk to you guys again, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a good one.